This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today, and I start with a song. Oh, we need a little Christmas, right this very minute. Right this very minute, Lord, need a little Christmas. Talking about Christmas during Lent? Oh, yes. Because today is the 25th of March, and 9 months from today is the birth of the Savior. And so in the middle of Lent, we have the Annunciation of our Blessed Mother, the angel Gabriel coming unto her, saying, you shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. I tell you, it's Christmas today. Christmas in the midst of Lent, that the babe of Bethlehem was to be born, so that he would save you, me, Anthony, born to die, born to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus, wonderful Jesus. Oh, yes, he was born to die. The only child that was born to die is the Lord Jesus Christ. And his death is our salvation. His death is our reconciliation with God. His death is our life that gives us the grace of Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God for his death. 9 months from today, the Savior will be born. And the only child to be born to die is Jesus Christ the Lord. For you and for me. Today, our Blessed Mother received the word. You shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And listen to the next word. And of his kingdom there will be no end. We are in that kingdom because of the blood that he shed, because of the death that he experienced, because of the resurrection, that he is Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. I am the resurrection and the life.
Amen. So today, Lord, we pray that we are a yes man like our Blessed Mother. She's the daughter of the Father, the mother of the Son, the spouse of the Holy Spirit, the true Ark of the Covenant, that she was created to house the Lord Jesus Christ, that we are all to be blueprints of the Blessed Mother on this earth, that we house the Lord Jesus Christ to live, to dwell within us, that we bring Jesus to this earth, that we have the grace to interface with the holy angels of God, that we are in mystical union. You are in mystical union with all the angels and the saints of heaven. You say, the saints can't pray for me, they're dead. No, the saints are alive. They're at the throne of God. You see, when you die, you just are graduating to your next assignment. What happened at the transfiguration? Moses had died upon this earth, but he came back to visit Jesus. He was alive, ministering and helping God from heaven. Elijah came back. Well, Elijah and Enoch, they were taken up in a whirlwind. That's a whole other story. But you see, heaven is just another dimension, and we are in mystical union with heaven. But today, God sent the angel of the Lord to our Blessed Mother. We are celebrating. And she said, yes, let it be done to me according to your word. Lord, let us have the grace that no matter what you ask today, that we can say yes to you.
Let it be done unto me according to your word. And with those words of Mary of Nazareth, from heaven, the child leapt into her womb. Oh, yes. To be housed in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary for 9 months. Oh, you know, there's nothing like your mother, because your mother carried you in her womb for 9 months before you were born. There's nothing like the Virgin Mary. She is the mother of Jesus Christ, the mother of God. Oh, we want to imitate our mother, the woman who is the yes woman. Let it be done unto me according to your word. We want to imitate the Blessed Mother, who at Cana said, do whatever he tells you to do. We want to imitate the Blessed Mother, who at Calvary said, behold your mother and son, and mother, behold your son. We want to today remember the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. He leapt from heaven into the womb of the spotless Virgin Mary. Spotless Virgin Mary's womb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the midst of Lent, we have Christmas. That Christmas is the birth of Jesus. And the Annunciation is preparing us for the birth of Jesus. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Can you say that today and mean it to God? Let it be done unto me according to your word. When she said it, the child from heaven leapt into her womb. When you say it, I tell you, the Holy Spirit comes upon you in power, in wonder, in grace, in majesty. Are you saying it with me tonight? Let it be done unto me according to your word. That's what I want.
And from the cross, Jesus gave us a mother. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved, John, standing nearby, he said to his mother, woman, behold your son. From the cross, Jesus gave us sonship, and he gave us a mother to watch over us from heaven, to love us, to intercede for us, to teach us how to love Jesus perfectly, because no one loved Jesus more than the Virgin, the sinless Virgin Mary. Then Jesus said to the disciple, behold your mother. So there's a two-way command from Jesus to our Blessed Mother. These are now your children. To the disciple, if you follow Jesus, this is now your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own household. We don't want to be a church. We don't want to be people who kick the Blessed Mother out of our household, out of our doctrine, out of our spiritual life. Because Jesus is very clear. You see, before the foundation of the world, Mary had to be saved by the cross. But in heaven, you can travel along the timeline. Time is only something on the earth. In eternity, there is no time. There is no time. So Mary, she was saved and redeemed by Jesus Christ. But God had to create a human, a created being that was born sinless. Why? Why without the original sin did Mary have to be born? Because she was created to house Jesus. She was created to be the Ark of the Covenant. And Jesus could not go where there was sin, where there was stain, because he was God. He was God. And you know, the devil, he always knows that Jesus is God. The devil hates that God decided to come into the form of man, because an angel compared to a human is like a rat compared to a human. An angel is so far greater. But Lucifer always understood that Jesus was God and he was going to take the form of man. But what he could never conceive, that for all of eternity, Lucifer, Satan, the devil, he was the most beautiful angel, the highest ranking, most beautiful angel. But then he found out that he was going to be displaced as the most beautiful created, not God, Mary, created being by a 14-year-old woman who God was going to choose to give all authority over Satan, all authority and dominion over Satan to this woman, who was going to head, not God, but be the head of every created being. Under Jesus, under the Holy Spirit, under the Father, not God, but in terms of created being, Jesus was choosing to give her the greatest authority. And Satan could not handle that. That is why when there is an exorcism and a deliverance, the demons may not come out for hours and days. But when Jesus decides to send down his Blessed Mother from heaven, the exorcism ends immediately, because Jesus has given our Blessed Mother all authority over the devil. This is why when there's a tragedy in the world, in Medjugorje, in Fatima, in Lourdes, where God needs to give a message to the world, who does he send, Father?
He sends his mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, mother of our Savior, mother of God. My mother, behold your mother. Yes, Lord.
And what is she doing with her foot in the statues?
Oh, she steps on the no good snake, who is the devil. Why? Because in her womb, as she steps on the devil, is Jesus Christ the Lord. Oh, Jesus Christ the Lord in the womb of Mary, both God and man. Oh, I tell you, the devil hates our Blessed Mother. I was in Medjugorje one night, and it happened that there was a woman who was possessed, and the priest was exorcising the woman, and he called on the Virgin Mary. And when he did that, the woman that was being exorcised started to curse the Mother of God. She called the Mother of God a prostitute. She called the Mother of God dirty names. But I tell you, it was the Mother of God who was the one who called down Jesus to step on the serpent, and she was delivered.
To say that Mary is not the Mother of God is to say Jesus is not God, fully human and fully divine. From all of eternity, Jesus was God. And from all of eternity, Mary was his mother, because God created that way. We got to remember, in eternity, there is no time. There is no timeline. There just is truth. There is just truth. What God is by nature, our Blessed Mother is by grace. What does the Bible say? Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. That's what the angel Gabriel, that was a message from God. You see, in the Bible, only two times does it say someone was full of grace. Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth, and Mary, full of grace. You see, we can never be Jesus because he is God. But God sent down our Blessed Mother. She wears blue as a blueprint. And she is in heaven teaching you how to perfectly love her son. She is in heaven teaching you how to be a child of God, to do only the divine will and never your own human will, to have authority over the devil and the evil of the world, to love her son perfectly. You are in mystical union with all of heaven. In the book of Acts, the people of the Bible, they interfaced with Saint the angel so much that, you know, they would think it's someone's angel when it was a person. See, the saints, They are there to intercede. To understand the Blessed Mother is to understand intercession. People that come and ask me, or you ask your pastor, or we ask Father Tom for prayer. That is wonderful. I will pray for you. And I'll do the best I can. But how much more powerful and how much more authority has God given the Mother of Jesus, the Mother of God, who is not dead, but she is alive and ascended to God? Just as Moses, he is not dead. He is alive and ascended to God as he came to visit the apostles and Jesus on the day of the Transfiguration. Now, how do we know if a saint is still alive and with God? Because Jesus in his wisdom gave us the Catholic Church. And the church later gave us the Bible, the Word of God. And if they are a saint, it means that they are in heaven and they are on mission number two, interceding for us. You see, the Catholic Church was started in the year 33 AD by our Lord Jesus Christ. Every other church is wonderful. But it was created by man.
You know, when I was a boy, in the lower church was a beautiful statue of our Blessed Mother. Oh, a beautiful statue.
But Father, isn't that idolatry?
No. You want to know why? She led me to Jesus.
And does anyone think Mary's God?
No. Mary is my Andrew. Andrew led people to Jesus. Our Blessed Mother led me to the Lord Jesus Christ. She is my Andrew. Without her, I would not have gone to Jesus. But she led me by grace. And you know what? She's not dead. She's alive. And she is my mother.
She's your mother.
And she's the mother of the people that are listening today. But they say, not me, I'm not Mary's kid. Oh, yes, you are. Whether you like it or not, Jesus gave her to us from the cross. Behold your mother. Behold your son.
See, everything on earth is a reflection of the goodness of heaven. Everything on earth is a reflection of the goodness in heaven. On earth, you cannot have a child without a father and a mother. God wouldn't just give, he gives, there's one father in heaven, but he has also given you a mother. And Jesus, from the cross, it is the greatest gift. You know, God just wants me to talk about the idolatry thing, because the devil twists things in our mind. For there to be idolatry, you need to think someone is God and to worship them as God. No one thinks Mary is God. We honor and love Mary as our mother. We honor and love the saints, not as God, but as our intercessors of our family upon this earth. It does not hurt Jesus. It honors Jesus because this is the kingdom that he created. You know, it is intercession. At your house, you have pictures of your family members all over your house.
Yes. And I tell you, our Blessed Mother is the one who leads people to Jesus. She is the greatest Andrew that there is. How many millions has she led to her son, the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm not saying many. I'm saying millions. Millions. I would not be here if she did not lead me to the Lord Jesus Christ. Anthony says, me too. That's real. I never worshiped Mary. I remember when I was a young boy, I was with my Aunt May and Uncle Jerry. And there was my friend who was going to marry my cousin Larry. And she wasn't Catholic. And she said to me, Tommy, you worship Mary. I said to her, Cheryl, in my whole life, I never worship Mary. I honor Mary as the Mother of God. Because she was taught that Catholics worship Mary. I don't. I never worship Mary. But I would not be here if it wasn't for the Blessed Mother. She introduced me to Christ. She was my mother that brought me to the eternal Son of the Father. That's my witness. And you might not like it, but that's too bad. That's the way it is in my life. I cannot change it, and I would not change it.
And when we speak, we want Jesus to be speaking through us. So we want to know, how would Jesus speak about his mother? Are we speaking with the frequencies of heaven, or are we being accusatory? Jesus said, when Jesus saw his mother, the disciple whom he loved standing nearby said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then Jesus said to his disciple, "Behold your mother." From that hour, the disciple took her into his own household, his own church. I have a beautiful, beautiful statue of Our Lady of Fatima in my household. I take Mary, as the Bible says, into my house as my mother. She was good enough for Jesus. She's good enough for me. She was good enough to be the mother of God. She is beyond good enough to be the mother of Anthony. You know, upon this earth, we have step parents. But in heaven are our real parents. We have God the Father and our Blessed Mother. You see, it is just such an amazing gift. When we pray the rosary and we meditate on the life, death, resurrection of Jesus Christ, and we allow Mary to intercede for us and to teach us, she infuses into us the grace God has given to her, the grace of God's purity, of God's love, of God's wisdom. You see, when God created our Blessed Mother, he created her before time a little different. And he had to, because she was the Ark of the Covenant. He had to because of her role as the mother of Jesus, as the mother of God. He had to because God created her to be the mother of everyone who followed Jesus Christ, who became a disciple of Jesus Christ. And she has a very unique and special place in heaven. Not because she's God, but because God created her as a created being to hold this high special rank as mother of all of creation. You know, if she's mother of the children who are made in the image of God, she's also the mother of all of creation. And God and Jesus chose to give her dominion over all of creation. You see, Adam and Eve, they said, go and have dominion. They created the world first, and then they created humans and said, go and have dominion. But our Blessed Mother was created to have a greater, even greater dominion than Adam, than Eve, than me, than you. See, we have Christ dwelling in us in a small measure, but she has Christ pervading through her in the greatest measure ever. That she shared the same divine will with Jesus Christ, and she never once stepped out of the will of God. She never once fell. See, when Adam and Eve fell, it was because they sinned, but it was truly because they left God's divine will and they chose to do the human will. Sin is just a consequence of the human will. When there's two wills. We have the divine will, what God's telling us to do, and we have the human will of what we want to do. When Adam and Eve were created, they were infused together. So there was no separation, no knowing good and evil. They just lived in the love and the heart of God. But as Adam and Eve, they fell and they chose to do the human will, that's when sin came into the world. And there was a split. Now there's a battle between we mortify, we fast, we do all these things. And there's a battle between what is God telling us to do and then what do we want to do. We try to mortify our flesh so that our spirit can rule. But that wasn't the original order of creation. When God created man, there was a divine infusion between the divine and the human will. The human will was just used to house God's divine will. And God's divinity was enacting through Adam and Eve in every second, in every moment, and they were creating in every moment until they fell. But when God created Mary, that there was that seed of human will never lived in her. And there was that divine infusion where the will of God and the human will were always infused with one another.
Andrew, the apostle, led Peter to Jesus Christ. Wonderful. Mary, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, led Father Tom to Jesus Christ. Oh, that's my witness. And you might not believe it, but it's true anyway. Without Mary, I would not be here. She was my Andrew. Andrew led everyone to Jesus. I tell you, Mary is a greater Andrew than Andrew, leading everyone to Jesus. She does not lead people to stop with her. She leads people to her Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
You tell a tree by the fruit it bears.
And you know what? She's still doing it. Now, if you don't believe it, why don't you go to Jesus today and say, how do you want Mary to be in my life? Or do you want Mary to be in my life? Let me know. I want to know. If you don't, I don't want her. If you do, I want her.
So we know what the answer of the Satan is going to be to that question. No, but find out what Jesus says about his mother.
Oh, Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.